Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you everyone for attending the call today. This is the NCEC members call on Thursday, 14th of February 2019 at 1300 UTC. On the call today we have Antonella Perini, Claire Craig, Yolf Helsingus, Michael Corinicolos, Mili Senlani, Olga Kiuluk, Sharon Empetage, Taiwo Peter Akinremi, Tato Infikwe, and from staff, I have myself, Marian Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Over to you, Bruna.
Thank you very much. So, in first I would please ask for anybody with the mic open to mute it, just so we get to hear everybody properly. So once again, welcome everyone. This is the first NCEC members call of 2019. And on the agenda for today, we will have a little bit of discussions around our recent and first call for this year with the ICANN CEO. We will also have some EC regional briefings. I'll mention and I'll also ask, welcome everybody else has input for our meetings at ICANN 64. And the rest is just a kind of an informed part in which I will mention our open calls for representatives at the NCSG committees and our submitted ABRs. So starting on the first item of the agenda, on the last Thursday, both me and Louise, we attended a 101 with ICANN CEO. It's kind of a standard meeting they have been doing. And this is supposed to happen every 3 months. So this was my first opportunity to talk with Goran as the NCEC chair. And at the agenda, we proposed to discuss three items, the future of civil society at ICANN, some things around NCEC funding and also the strategic plan, and last but not least, the NomCombo presentation. The agenda kind of like drifted like in between those things, and we started with the broader discussion of the future of civil society at ICANN. At the opportunity, Doran mentioned the 5-year strategic plan that's supposed to, that we would like to comment on and very soon. And he mentioned this as an opportunity for NCC and all of ICANN community members to highlight the where civil society should stay within the ICANN governance model, and also what we wanted, but how did we see ourselves within this. And he mentioned also that without NCC and at large or NCSG as well, the model wouldn't exist, and the multi-stakeholder model for him was very important. We just needed to ease the discussion between the community members and parts without kind of breaking the silos and the functions we saw for each other. Also about this, he mentioned that there will be in a strategic session in Toby. That would like kind of gravitate around this, and also discuss the role of advice from ACs and the role of community members and the role of SOs. So he recommended that this would be a strategic and not to be like redundant, but an important session for us to attend. Also about civil society and representation at ICANN, we did talk a little bit about representation, and like both me and Louise, we pointed out that we have like kind of like different sorts of diversity, whether it's like the gender, the language, or the regional diversity at ICANN, and this is something that we should be like considering. Last but not least, he said that we do need to think about how the multi-stakeholder model evolves. And he mentioned the TEMSPAC, the EPDP, as an example of that, that he knew that some of the contracted parties thought that GDPR compliance was restricted to them, but then all the efforts that we did with the PDP for him, to him, were like very representative of the importance of civil society within this discussion. So this was pretty much the discussions we had around the future of civil society at ICANN. Other than that, we highlighted the importance of resources such as ABR and CROPS for MCC. We did talk a little bit about like maybe the restrictions of CROPS and how it was rather like difficult for us to work on tree blocks that were divided regionally. And again, your inventory to this was for us to watch out for next year's operating plan and the 5-year strategic plan as well. He mentioned that this would be opportunity for us to properly engage. Not that we are not engaging with that. I know MCSG does a lot of, has been very active in with regard to commenting. And on the budget note, he mentioned that the next year's FY20, we need to be more active in this discussion because he will be more open to, I mean, what he said, like quoting properly, is that he could suggest, but it's the community who decides. So the focus of the next year's comment will be making community more active in setting the priorities for ICANN. And he did mention stable funding that could not be changed. And this would be around the IANA transition and staff ICANN meetings. Within the plan of being more cost effective, he would welcome the community input in should we have these types of meetings, should we do more or less outreach, or whatever else we are like requiring from them. And last but not least, on the call with the CEO, we talked a little bit about non-com representation. We did highlight, like, very fine-tuned with Anhiet has been saying, we did highlight the need for more, like, for better and strong representatives from regions such as MENA, Africa, and LAC into the leadership positions, also for more female and leadership positions within ICANN. And we just spoke to him a little bit about our needs for being better represented within the non-com. So about the call with Goran, this is pretty much it. I don't know if Liz wants to add anything or if anyone else wants to comment on that. But if so, the mic's open for now.
Hi, Louise here for the record. Sorry, I just joined in, so apologies for being late. So I'm not sure if you mentioned the governance, the new plan for ICANN governance that Joran was talking about called. Did you mention that already?
I did elaborate a little bit about this, but if you want to complete.
No, that's fine. No problem. Just wanted to make sure that we just stay tuned to this process and what's coming for the next fiscal year and the changes. Well, it seems that are going to be structural changes, place for structural changes. So I do think that as a community, we have to be quite active and quite involved and following up close, especially now in Kobe. After this process that happened in the past meeting, if I'm not mistaken, of gathering inputs from the community and rethinking the governance model. So yeah, if I could flag, I think that was the main concern or the main area that I would highlight from our discussion. Yeah, but that's all. Just wanted to reinforce that.
If anyone else, mic still open, if anyone else wants to maybe ask any questions about this or anything else. the mic.
Else,
again.
Is my name Bruno? This is Elsa.
Your audio is very, very low, so if you could speak a little bit closer to the microphone.
Can you hear me now?
Hello, can you hear me now, Bruno?
Hi, yes, we can hear you.
All right. Thank you.
We can hear you.
Thank you so much for the update, Bruno, about this EEO. And I think it's, sorry about my voice, I'm really sick. I think it's very important what happened, but listening to the last part when we mentioned MENA, Africa, and LAC, I don't know, I might have heard you wrong, but I'll just take this chance to ask if we could all just be careful about something that I've been noticing recently. In many of the GSE reports of ICANN, there's always a distinction between Middle East, Africa, and generally speaking, at ICANN, there is Asia-Pacific normally. When it comes to Middle East, there's no distinction of the Middle East. And I just thought I would put it out there, maybe just to point it out and put it on the table for us members to just keep an eye out for those distinctions that have been starting to take place, especially that the governance model is almost also going to change soon. And I also take the chance to highlight the importance of keeping an eye out on how the governance model is going to change. So, because it's probably going to affect us as NCUC and NCSG members. So thank you so much, Bruno, for being hands-on on this, you and Louise. And yeah, I hope I didn't take too much space. And sorry about my voice again.
This is Bruna again, for the record. Thanks very much, Elsa, for that. Yeah, we did, the mention, I do agree with the differences, like the need for differentiation, and maybe the definition of the regions is not as accurate as it should be, but I was just highlighting that, like, in the sense that we spoke with Lauren and with regards to representation was on the need to bring more people from these regions that are, like, underrepresented. So I do agree with the point you just made. And with regards to the governance plan, yeah, this is pretty much the kind of the message that both me and Lee have been trying to get across, like the need for us to be, like, very, very involved with it. Like, it's starting in Kobe. Jorn mentioned the strategic session that we should all, like, join. I am not sure if there's still a clash within, like, agenda. So there was a clash with, like, maybe Marrakesh strategic, like, planning session with this strategic session. So, but this is something we can sort out. But this is also a call for, like, all NCC members to be present at this discussion and for us to be, like, properly involved in it. So, yeah, if there isn't any comment or any follow-ups from either Lee or Elsa, we can follow on with the next agenda item. Okay, so moving on, I will write next. Agenda item is the EC regional briefings. This is something that we kind of did last year and we wanted to like recollect and start doing again, which is a moment for our EC representatives to kind of give us a little bit of update of what's happening within the regions and how they have been involving and spreading the NCC word around. So I guess I had in line Michael, Louise, and Antonella. I don't know who's starting, so if you want to start, either Michael or Antonella, please raise your hand, and you'll have the word. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, thanks. Michael Karanikolas for the record. Just a quick update, which is that Canadian IGF is coming up shortly for anybody who's either in Toronto or wants to follow on remotely. I have just found out I'm going to be there. It's an event that takes place in Toronto on February 27th. There's also an option for patching in remotely. I'll put the website in chat. And I just wanted to mention it because there's a lot of ICANN folks that are going to be there and a lot of NCUC folks that are going to be there. So Joe Catapano is one of the speakers. Our own Farzana is going to be there. I think Sarah Engel is on the agenda as well. So, yeah, there's going to be a strong NCUC presence. And if you go to the link, there's an option for remote participation. And I'd encourage you all to check it out. That's my North American update.
Antonella, you have the word. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, Bruna. This is Antonella Perini for the record. I would like to highlight two topics which might be of interest for NCC members from Latin America and the Caribbean. First of all, I wanted to remind everyone that during the COPE public meeting, we will have a Latin-based session. This has been held in previous meetings, and this one will be no exception. On the one hand, I strongly recommend those attending the COPE meeting to assist to do some networking, you know, we call constituencies or groups, and especially to bring what we do at NCC to the table. Of course, this is not restricted to in-person attendees. It is also highly recommended for those of us who will be joining online. And on the other hand, there is still an open call in order to identify the community's interest for the session, and I will be putting the link on the chat. Well, and finally, although not strictly related to ICANN, not very much related though, there is an open call for fellowship opportunities to attend LACNIC and learn a little bit more about it. The next meeting will be held on May in Dominican Republic, and applications close on February 28th. So just as a few days. I know that civil society is not that represented in this kind of spaces, so this is one of those places where we should be getting more presence, and it's a really good opportunity to do so. So I highly encourage those who are interested to apply, and I will also be leaving the link on the chat. So that will be all for the moment, and thank you.
Question, Danella. Luis up next, and then I'll open the queue for comments, and then Claire, I'm seeing your hand up.
Hi everyone, Louise for the record. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Louise Marie Rao. I'm the representative for the European region. And in the beginning of, the end of January, middle of January, there was a preparatory meeting for EuroDig, which is the European Dialogue, which is set to take place in The Hague here between the 19th and 20th of June. So all of those from the region, feel free to reach out. So I was in the prep meeting, and there were a lot of discussions of setting up the agenda and thinking about how to create balance between different sections, such as access and literacy, development of the IG ecosystem, human rights, security and crime. And obviously, this is a very important place, a very strategic place also, for some ICANN discussions. There was a submission, and I'm going to share now the consolidated plan that they just posted earlier this week or previous week. And there is one of the topics that are within the development and IG ecosystem is ICANN, what will come out of the work stream to work. So just wanted to update you folks on that. I'm sharing the consolidated program for your information in case you're interested or you think we might, as NCC, consider participating or helping work on the organization of this specific topic. There are a lot of opportunities to do so. We can talk more about that. So just wanted to let you know this. There was also the Computers, Privacy, and Data Protection Conference, which was at the end of January, and ICANN, especially more specifically the GSDC, organized a session on ensuring domain name data is safe, the WHOIS experience of balancing cybersecurity and privacy needs in the era of GDPR and major evolution of privacy legislation around the world. So I'm also sharing that, guys, so you're aware of what's happening in the region. It was, as you might already expect, it was a fiery discussion on what does it mean, how can we safeguard privacy and data protection vis-a-vis the need for third-party access to WHOIS data. So all of the work that the PDP has been doing, tirelessly working on throughout these past months, and now we're actually in a very strategic moment of the publishing of the report. I don't know how many of you have been following that, but it's good to just give you a view of what's been happening in the region and the discussion. And finally, I just wanted to flag an opportunity that already flagged in our mailing list, that the Rife MCC Fellowship is open. They don't say until when it's open, but I'm also sharing, again, the link over here. It is a one-time opportunity. A lot of people within our members have already applied, have already won, said it is a very good experience. For those of you who want to understand a little bit more about, policy discussions and the intersection between policy discussions and network and industry peers, I think that's a very important opportunity. So just, I'll stop over there. And yeah, I think that's that for Europe.
Record. I know in this interview we have Elsa and Claire. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Bruna. Hi, everyone. This is Ines Hafayev. For those who don't know me, I am the Africa representative in NCC Executive Committee. So today I would like to tell you about some regional updates from Africa. So at the African region, we have events we have witnessed recently. So personally, I had the chance to be part of the African IGF, which was held in Sudan, and it was about the digital economy mainly. So we worked on digital economy and on emerging technologies for welfare and for social advancement. Also, from my perspective in ISOC Tunisia, we worked at the Tunisian level at some high schools so that we could inform them about their privacy and about data protection. So this is what we've done at the Tunisian level. Also, we are right now, I am working on the next Middle East and adjoining countries school for the 2019 edition. And I have the pleasure to announce that it's going to be in Africa this year as well, and it's going to be in Morocco. So it's going to be right after the Marrakesh meeting, the ICANN 65, I believe, in Marrakesh. And next week we're having the Middle East also DNS Forum. And I would like to also inform you about the RightsCon that is going to be held in Tunisia in June. So this is what we're up to right now, and that's what we're working on. Also, I would like to encourage the African community, the NCC Africa members, to read the email, to check their emails. There was an email from Stephanie Perrine, the NCSG chair, where she shared a call for applications for members from a limited number of countries in Africa. But I would like to encourage everyone to apply, because if they don't find members from those countries, they can open the call to the other countries. Also, I had received a request from two members from the Africa region, Wisdom and Pascal, and we are going to have our Africa, N2C Africa call on the topic of EPDP so that we discuss what's going on and what are the topics that are taking place right now in preparation for ICANN 65 in Marrakesh. That's all from my side. Thank you very much, Bona.
If you want to attend RightsCon and you have the means for, so there's a call for support open until 8th of March, something like that. So if it's of your interest. I had Claire on the queue before. Claire, do you want to say a word or have
please?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, this is Claire Craig. I think I got my question, what I was going to ask, answered. But since I had my hand up, just want to say thanks for all the updates. Very interesting. And I really hope that all the links that are being put in this chat will also be in our list, because it would be easier to follow it there. One quick comment, however. It was very difficult to understand what Antoinette was saying because she was speaking so quickly. So I don't know if anybody else will be speaking, but if they could try to slow down some of what they're saying so that we could really digest some of the information, because it sounded very interesting. I will check the links, but it was very difficult to understand. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Claire. I will post the links on the discussion notes column on the chat, and then we'll also send it to the constituency afterwards, so we don't have anyone missing those things. We have like 3 more minutes on this topic, and up ahead we have Elsa and Lee. So please, Elsa, have the floor.
Thanks, Bruna. I hope you guys can hear me. I'm just wondering about, since next meeting is going to be in Kobe, I'm wondering about the Asia-Pacific representative on the NCUCEC, and if they have any updates. And since I don't see them on this in this meeting, I hope they'd be able to send us Asia-Pacific members an update via email, perhaps, about what they're planning on doing in Kobe, so that we'd be able to support them as members who will be there or as members who are participating remotely. So I just thought I would put that out there, because I'm personally very interested in knowing what the plan is for Kobe, given that it's the Asia-Pacific meeting of the year. Given that I'm not sure how many NCUC members are from Japan, I think it's important that we do some outreach while in Kobe, and that's why I would have loved for the NCUC representative of Asia Pacific to be on the call, so that we could possibly talk about NCUC at ICANN 64, which I think is our next point, sorry. But yeah, thank you so much.
Much also, this is Bruna again for the record, just quickly answering. I think David has just joined the call, but I want to say about for our plan for ICANN 64, you have a few minutes. So we only have like 2 more minutes to discuss this topic, and I would really like to give the floor to Lee, and also anyone else. But I'll just to say that I'll answer your question on the next agenda item also. Louise, you have the floor.
Hi everyone, Louise, for the record. I was thinking over here because Inez talked about the regional call, and I was wondering if it would be interesting for our members if we try to something like it could be something in the format, I don't know if you remember, of what Aiden, I think it was Aiden alone or Aiden and Stephanie did a while ago, more specifically on the RDS working PDP, that it was a presentation. It was just kind of like to understand the RDS. So I was wondering if we could, if it would be in the interest of our members, if any of you would be interested in having some kind of a webinar. What do you think, Bruna, about this, of having at least like a webinar just on what is the PDP, what is the process, just a really like overview, because I know it's a bit overwhelming, but then members could get a little bit of a whole of the process. I don't know if that would be interesting, but it just occurred to me that it might be a demand that also comes from the wider community. So, yeah, thanks, Ines, also for pointing that out. Yeah.
So, I do agree that this might be necessary or needed. But just a reminder that MCSG is holding EPDP update calls. So maybe this is something that, in spite of our members' needs or necessities or interest on the topic, we can better coordinate this with our members like, at the EPDP, if anybody else agrees. Do you have a follow-up, Lou? I really needed to close up this agenda item.
Hi, no, Eloise here again. I didn't mean like an update call, just like a brief overview from where it started. I know that NCSG is the one that officially does policy, but if we could inform our members better, then I think it might be interesting for future opportunities for either the comments that are coming up or future processes, policy development processes that members might be interested. So that this wouldn't be kind of like just an update. It would be the idea was just to give them a brief background on the PDP. But that's fine. No, so just an idea.
Thanks very much, Lou. This is written again for the record. Just to say that I'm not against the idea. I was just mentioning that maybe it's something that we have that, and then maybe we can better coordinate with our representatives at the APDP and also with our policy committee, just so we can do something that it's either like untangling the APDP or something that's more productive or instructional to all of our members. So I'm not against it. I'm just thinking that there might be ways to better developing this idea, just so we get to talk about it to the broader NCC and NCSG community maybe. So thanks very much for the suggestion. Moving on, the next agenda item is NCC and Icon 64. Just to mention that we have one crop traveler, crop receiver. I don't know how to define this, but Mili Semlani is the member from the APAC region who will be attending this meeting with the NCC crop slot. We will develop a plan of on-site engagement with Mili on this, and she already has some suggestions that were like part of her application for the crop slot. So this is one part of the thing. And maybe looking back to Alpha's question, maybe we can work together, Mili, David, on better developing outreach plans for the region. Just to mention that Shahul, who is also another important and great member from this region as well, has suggested another session of Ask MCC. So this is on the table for us to consider. So maybe it's the time for us to do an Ask MCC about the EPDP or any other topic that our community finds important to discuss. So if anyone else has topic suggestions for an Ask MCC, we might be doing one. We're probably doing one during Icon 64. And moving on to our agenda at the meeting, we will have an EC meeting, I guess it's on the Sunday, and then on Monday we will have the NCC and that large outreach. So for those of you who are attending Colby, I expect to see you there. This has been like a very fruitful session so far for A, engaging with us large, and B, bringing in some newcomers to this. The one we had in Barcelona was pretty much the best I have seen so far. And it was very productive and interactive, and we had a lot of like connections and fellows discussing and participating at the session. This one will happen during lunch also and on Monday. And just to wrap up the NCC agenda, not wrap up, but then to stop mentioning NCC meetings explicitly at ICON 64, we will have on Thursday our constituency day. This will be a bigger one in opposition to the Barcelona, in which we had only an hour and a half. Now we have the 3 hour slot if we want to use it, if we find it much necessary to use it. And it's also going to be during lunchtime. So constituency day, we'll start with NSOC in the morning and then NCC during lunch. And to wrap up the day, we will have NCC open meeting. I hope to see all of you in the three meetings, I guess. And, on the constituency day note, we are like me and DC, we're also welcoming any topic suggestions that you guys want to send to us, or any other situations that you see us discussing at the constituency day meeting. I really wanted to open up, like, open a little bit more, like, the way we plan our sessions for the meeting. So the idea for this is to get the constituency even more involved in planning. Those meetings and have a better like change of communication with like between us, the EC, and you guys with regards to your planning. So if anyone wants to suggest anything, like feel free to reach out to us. And I'm not hearing anyone. I know that Colleen wanted to give an update about the CCWP. Am I right, Colleen? If not, I will give the floor to Elsa and then Colleen, and then David, if you want to say anything also about regional outreach for Colby, you're also free to get in the queue, and Elsa, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Bruna. I'm so happy that David actually joined while I was asking for an update about Asia Pacific so that we can support. And I just heard that there will be an outreach, hopefully, in Kobe. I'm really happy to hear that. And I hope David can send us more information. So, I was just wondering, I think EPVP was covered last time, and final report is coming up very soon. It's going up for voting at the GNSO Council level right now. So another topic which could be of interest.
Sorry to interrupt you. Can you just speak a little bit louder? I don't think we are hearing you. It's a little bit faded.
Oh, sorry. Is this better? Hello?
Much better, thanks.
Okay, I was just saying that I was hoping we could suggest another topic other than EPGP, because we covered it last time, and the final report is coming up very soon for a vote at the GNSO Council level. So there are several deliberations on the new subsequent procedure.
and use it to edit the working group. This could be of interest to some. There has been an ongoing discussion about the governance model. Maybe we can have a discussion on that. So, yeah, I thought I'd suggest those couple of ideas, and I think I can always send some more ideas about the next NCUC, Ask NCUC. Sorry, I'm really sick, so my voice is really low and it's really bad. So thanks again for the floor, Flora.
Very much, Elsa. This has been again for the record. I do agree with your suggestions, maybe including some discussions on the governance model or bringing up what was decided on the Juniper Council meeting with regards to the PDP would be great. Is there anyone else in the queue? If so, I'll open the floor again.
Hi, Louis, for the record. I would just add the RPM working group. I think Kathy was also here, but I do think we could get someone to speak or give us updates about that during our session in Kobe. Yeah.
I'm writing them down on the discussion notes. I'll give the floor now to David. David, you have the floor.
I just wanted to say, yes, the COVID meeting is the Asia-Pacific meeting, so, of course, it's a really valuable opportunity for some outreach, especially to, you know, Japanese civil society, but it's particular, I'm also planning to have we just sort of start hammering out an Asia-Pacific outreach strategy. I'm very keen to start to link it up with both some potential sort of outside sources of support for, rather just ICANN, and to link us up with the broader sort of community, particularly the sort of IFF network, which is starting to sort of expand into Asia Pacific region, and I think would be really valuable. So hopefully we'll just be having a meeting where we sort of get together and talk strategy, but we'll sort of have a couple of people talking about, invite a couple of remote participants to kind of talk about other networks that we can link up to, and see if we can have some sort of cross Asia Pacific sort of, internet governance, discussion. I'm very aware that we don't, the regional IGF doesn't have the same sort of focus that, you know, Eurodig or something does, and we don't have a sort of regional get-together point. And that's one of the things I'd like to get some discussion. I also acknowledge that I think Asia Pacific is broad enough, we might have to have some sort of subgroups. I'll be asking for sort of other people just to, talking about how we should structure it, like to what extent do we want to have a separate, you know, Middle East and North Africa group or a separate sort of, other areas of the very broad Asia Pacific. So, I'll be talking about a bit more details later, but for this, there'll definitely be some sort of open questions. I'm really here. Let's just sort of get a discussion started, but some discussion that also includes, you know, some options like how we can get some more funding in the area to get together and link it and do serious outreach about internet governance issues, which I think there's not a lot of, in a lot of ways, there's not as much of intergroup sort of internet governance network as there are in some of the other regions. So, I am planning to have a meeting in Kobe, and I'll start letting you know some details next week when some people have got back to me, and really hoping there's a lot of participation from everybody. Thanks.
But again, thank you very much, David, for participating. I do think we appreciate your ideas, and I think we can kind of fine-tune them with what both Louise and Elsa are planning for on-ground engagement during this next meeting. And, I think it's kind of worth. So, moving on our agenda, we have 8 more minutes into the end of this call. I'm hoping that we can stretch it for another 5 minutes, but then going forward, it's just a quick note on you might remember that in Barcelona, I announced that we were going to start the new calls for NCC representatives at the different NCSG committees. So we did one for the EC, NCSG EC. So our new representatives are Rafael and Robin. And now we have a call open for the finance committee. Our current representative is Tatu. But if anyone else in the community wants and thinks they're up for the job and they have enough experience for participating and contributing for the finance committee, feel free to apply. NCC and the FC also welcomes observers to the list. So if you don't think you are up for being the representative but you want to follow the discussions, please write an email to us. The FC is in very much need of observers, helpers, and anyone else who is looking to participating in the discussions and helping us find a good plan for fundraising and how the FC should work in the upcoming years. So this is a first call to this. Up next, we will be opening a call for our policy committee representatives. Nowadays they are Pharrell and Claudio Lucena. So if it's the case that you want to join or if you want to participate in the policy committee more actively, please look forward to this call that we shall be opening before COVID, once we finish this call for the finance committee. I will open the queue for 3 minutes, I guess. And if anybody else wants to speak, please raise your hand. And the floor is open now. Seeing your hand up, is this a note hand?
Hi, Buna, are you there? If you're speaking, we can't hear you. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm so sorry. My audio was not good in doing. I was just saying that we were going to wait a little bit for Tata to type down his comments and thank him for understanding that we were having a bit of a problem in understanding. I was also going to thank Stephanie for joining in. I know her internet is a bit crazy and hectic these days. So that's pretty much it. And if anyone else has any questions about this point or comments, so the floor is still open. So Tata's comments was an emphasis on the estimates for volunteers on working on different areas such as ICANN budget, ABRs, operation and fund, and other areas. So once again, the call for volunteers is open. If you want to join this discussion, please talk to us. Ines is on the queue. Go ahead, Ines.
Thank you very much, Bruna. Since we have the chance to have with us Tata right now, I would like to ask him if you have already clear operating procedures. And if so, could you be so kind as to paste the link to your operating procedures? Thank you very much.
Stephanie kind of answered this question about procedures. We do need to better develop the Finance Committee operating procedures before we can start working on anything else. So this is once again, I'm just like stressing our call for volunteers on this. Kind of moving on the discussion, but not totally. Again, yeah. The ABRs, NCSC submitted two ABRs. We did submit one on communication materials. This is kind of a standard one we submit every year. And we did submit another one, a second, on the policy writing course. Some of you might know the policy writing course was an on-site engagement we had over in Puerto Rico. This was a very, very good course for some of our members to kind of dive deep into what is a policy, what is a public comment, and how NCSG has been doing it so far. So some of us have been there, and this was a very important opportunity for us, and we also saw like an improved engagement in policy committees from our members who joined this course. So the follow-up to this was that all the course was recorded, and it will like hopefully become a course on ICANN Learn. So for those of you who did not have the chance to be there, we will be soon announcing a new webinar on this and also the ICANN Learn course on policy writing. So this is a good one for us to be looking out to. And coming to the ABRs, what we did was to ask for another chance of on-site engagement. So this will be a little bit different, but based on the ICANN Learn course, and we applied and requested for an on-site engagement on policy writing and also public comments contributions. So we do hope that this gets accepted and we get to like bring this opportunity to our members in the near future. Reading the chat, I am also seeing that Tatu announced that there will be a Finance Committee meeting during 1964. I will post the link on the discussion notes, and we will also send the transcript as well. And if there isn't anything anyone wants to say about this ABRs and Finance Committee points, I guess I'll move to AOB, but not before asking, is there anyone else who wants to contribute to any part of the discussion? If so, the floor shall be open. I am seeing none and hearing none. I'll also draft back to the discussion on the chat. And I've asked about call for observers. NCC already allows observers to the finance committee, so I don't think there's a need for a call. In our call for FC representatives, we did highlight the chance of anyone being an observer at the FC. And yeah, that's that. So moving to AOB, our last agenda item, I know we're on the top of the hour, so if you guys could stay just a little more, just 5 more minutes here. I have Colin on the queue. Colin will finally and hopefully do the update on the TTWP human rights. And Colin, you have the floor.
Great. Can everybody hear me? I take that as a yes. Great. Okay. So I just wanted to give you guys an update on some of the work that has been going on within the cross-community working on ICANN and human rights, which is actually a part of the NCSG, but there's quite a lot of NCUC folks that have contributed to it as well. So the thing that we've been working on, which will shortly, imminently be posted to our mailing list, has been a human rights impact assessment model, and we have been targeting the subsequent procedures PDP. So I've just shared the link to the spreadsheet in the chat so everyone can have a look. Like I said, I will be sharing this on the CCWP mailing list shortly, and then we have a meeting to kind of go over this model and what we learned and what we discovered in trying to complete this next Wednesday at 1400 UTC. So that's I just kind of wanted to put that on the agenda for any interested NCUC members and encourage everyone to chime in and have a look and share your thoughts. Thanks.
This is Bruna again for the record. Guys, is there any other AOP you wish to add for this? Colin, we have a question for you on the chat as well, and we have a little bit of discussion with the FC. So maybe, Colin, I'll give you the floor to answer the question, and then we can wrap back to the FC.
Sure, great. Yeah, this is Colin Curry again for the record. Thanks for the question, Kathy. You asked, in terms of policy work, how will the spreadsheet be used? Well, unfortunately, subsequent procedures have been a rather late stage, so it's not entirely clear how we can kind of work these observations or recommendations into that procedure. I would definitely appreciate any kind of counsel on that. But ideally, moving forward, one of the big advancements in this particular model was this column K, recommendations. So it is my thought that perhaps this would be useful for people to have a consistent approach or to be able to echo each other when making arguments for or against certain things. And then as these concerns are, or, you know, positive or negative impact scenarios are logged, they could be used to make robust and informed public comments when documents are opened up for commentary. Let's see. I don't think we should give up on subsequent procedures yet. Well, great. We've got lots of fodder. So, Kathy, I would definitely encourage you to come to our meeting next Wednesday if you can. And like I said, I will share this on the list shortly, and I would be super happy to cross-post this to NCSG or NCUC so that we can get the maximum amount of feedback possible. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Colin, for the answers and for highlighting the CCWC work. CIPRO is indeed a very dense working group, and we hope we get to discuss it a little bit more under the light of the HRA. So just a little clarification about the FC. I know that there has been some discussion, so nowadays we have two ways of participating in the finance committee. The first one is as a representative, and the second one is as an observer. So if you join the FC as an observer, you probably won't have a chance to vote on anything. But if you do join the FC as a representative of any of NCFG constituencies, there's where you get to participate in the voting. But if you join as an observer, that doesn't like hold you from discussing and also participating in any of the documents. And as we have been saying, the FC only has like 3 people nowadays. It's a rather small amount of volunteers for this broader community. And we have been having some, I'm not going to say problems, but misunderstandings with regards to the finance committee mission and how it's properly fine-tuning with other NCC and POC and NCSG committees. So there is in fact a need for us to discuss the operating procedures and finding a place, a proper place for AFC within our work. And yeah, I'm going to stress the call for volunteers for maybe the first, fifth time. So if you want to join this and if you want to help us just the discussion, you're very much welcome in this. And I guess given that we almost 7 minutes past the hour, I was just going to ask if anyone else has any other AOV. If not, I'm going to wrap up this call. And thank you all very much for joining this. This is the first one of 2019. I hope we do get to do more opportunities of discussions and community participation into the NCC decision-making and processes and everything else. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for attending. I guess, Marian, we can stop the recording.
Thank you very much, Bruno. Thank you, everyone, for attending the call. The meeting has ended. Thank you, and have a good day. Bye.